fact, I can have your attention here in the media center. We are joined by the winner of today's NASCAR Xfinity race, the Pocono Mountains 225. That's Cole Custer, driver of the number 00 Ford Mustang for Stuart Haas Racing. If you have a question for Cole, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Davey. We'll come on up here.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. You've raced with Justin a lot. You know how respectful he is. I think he probably would say the same about you. I assume there wasn't any worry about any rough driving at the end of the race, but you guys were pretty close and you were racing pretty hard. What was that battle like for you?
Well, I mean, Justin, like you said, I mean, he's the epitome of, you know, a clean racer but hard. I mean, he's going to give you all he's got, and it's not going to be easy, but he's going to be clean. He's not going to make stupid mistakes usually, and it's awesome to race with Justin because he's, I think a cup-level talent. He just never had the right probably opportunity, but it was he's just a first-class racer, and to be able to race with him and everybody in this series, I think us getting our first win this year really shows how hard this series really is. At this point, so it's definitely awesome to win against great competitors.
Did it take longer than you thought to get your first one?
Yes, it was. At the end of the day, we as a program, we think to go win every weekend, and we just haven't done that this year. And I think for whatever reason, you know, we've been close a lot of times. We just haven't been able to really finish the deal. And this today to have such a fast race car, all our guys did a great job, and to finally seal the deal means a ton.
Good, Adam, then Steve.
Tim Moore Motorsports today. Cole, congrats on the win. Back in 2019, of course, you had your first win here, but how much more meaningful is this win here tonight compared to that first time around?
Oh, I mean, both were huge, and both, honestly, were pretty exciting. You know, pretty late race cautions and things like that. So, honestly, whenever you get a win here is such a big deal because this is a hard track to win at. It's a hard track for the teams to get the car right. It's a hard track for the drivers to figure out and do their jobs. So you have to have the whole package here, and to have it all work out twice is amazing. And teams, they bring their best stuff here. You know, it's a really aero-sensitive racetrack. Horsepower means a lot. So you're going to bring your best stuff here, and to win here really shows where your program's at, and hopefully can carry it into the playoffs.
Steven?
Steven Stump over here. Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Cole, not only is this the first one for you and for SHR, but this is the first one in Xfinity for Ford after a very long wait, and you guys had come very close. So, you know, how great is it not only for you, but for the manufacturer to get the monkey off the back?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, honestly, going into the year, we wanted to be the first ones to win with the Mustang Dark Horse. But we were close, but just weren't able to make it happen earlier in the year. But to get a win with the Mustang Dark Horse is huge and huge for Ford. And, you know, they're just such a great company with Edsel and the whole Ford family and everybody there is, you know, makes you feel right at home. And it's awesome to really be in their, you know, in their corner and really muscle out a win for them.
Sorry, Steven, you got followed.
You're good. Now you've been the points leader for the last seven races. You have a 51-point lead. Getting inching closer and closer to kind of the end of the regular season. So are you thinking about points now, or is it still just, you know, go all out for wins?
Yes and no. I mean, it made you feel really good when you didn't run the best that you still had a points lead. But at the end of the day, we're here to win. I mean, that's what we got to focus on. That's what the name of the game is. You have to win. That's where the most bonus points are. That's what it's all about. So to finally make that happen means a ton for our team and going into the playoffs. But still, like, to win that regular season championship means a ton too. I mean, if we can hang on to that, that's going to be huge for the bonus points there. So we want it all, though. We want to win and win the regular season championship.
I'm Jobber Motorsports today. First off, congratulations, Cole. So with Stuart Haas closing, and the sense that we know it, obviously, Haas factory team, but would you say this first win of the season is a statement or an audition in any way, or just another great win?
Yeah, I mean, you audition every weekend in the Xfinity Series. You know, that's what this series is, really. I mean, it's everybody in this series is looking to how to get to the next level. So the more you can win, the more you can win championships, the more you can show yourself that you can go out there and compete against the best. You know, that speaks volumes. So I think we definitely have shown what we can do. We just got to try and piece everything together. Thanks.
Next to Claire.
Claire B. Lang. Cole, I talked to your dad, obviously very happy man out on pit road, and he assured me you will have a ride for next year. And people were slapping his hand. He was high-fiving him. How much, I asked him this too, but how much do you think the win in Xfinity kind of helps your prospects to get that cup ride next year?
It doesn't hurt. You know, I mean, whenever you win, it's definitely helpful, but at the end of the day, we don't have anything for sure next year. It's just You try and win as many races as you can, and usually, you know, that works out for drivers. But, you know, you try and go out there and do all you can, try and do your homework during the week and work with your team to bring the fastest stuff you can bring. And it's, you know, if you do enough things right and do the little things right, you know, usually things work out.
Try not to ask Dad about it. You try to just not talk about that right now?
You know, I mean, we try and just keep it a little bit separate. You know, like it's a, you know, you have to work with that dynamic. But at the end of the day, you know, it's up to Gene Haas and what Gene wants to do. And I think I really respect Gene and what he's done in this sport. And he's been a great owner. And I think it's awesome to get Gene trophies and wins. So I'm just really thankful to have, you know, have the support from him.
Congratulations, Kaylee Mizell with Lucky Dog on Track. One more follow-up on that. What did your dad say to you after the race?
He was excited. You know, obviously, you know, it's whenever you see probably your family member win and be able to win with a family member is huge. And for our team, too, I mean, obviously, it's not been the easiest year for Stuart Haas, you know, with all the everything that's gone on. So to finally, you know, muscle out a win is huge, you know, to have that kind of benchmark and kind of perk throughout the year. So hopefully we can keep carrying this and maybe, you know, carry a little bit of momentum on the Cup side and see those guys get up there, because I know that they're gaining on it, it seems like. So hopefully be able to take all our cars stronger into the playoffs.
We saw a lot of action today out on the track. Do you anticipate we'll see some of that tomorrow as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was fun today. I mean, it was there was so much strategy that went on, and, you know, the restarts made it crazy. But that Cup package, you know, how it is, it's all about dirty air and how it, you know, really packs the field up and makes it really hard to drive. So they're going to be 2 and 3 wide, 4 wide at times. You know, it's a package that kind of promotes you have to go where they're not. So I'm sure it will be a lot of chaos tomorrow.
Go to Bob and then to Scott.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports number 2. The first, did you think you'd be able to catch Justin if he was saving gas, or did you feel like you needed that caution?
I didn't really know. I didn't know what the situation was, honestly. I knew that I think he was going to, you know, stretch it, but I didn't know where he was at on the racetrack. I'd have to rewatch the race. I know I have no idea how to answer that question, honestly, because I don't know how much time we were within him or anything. So, but I know I was going to go as hard as I could. I think we were going to have a good shot at it. It was going to be close.
And when you're racing a driver that, you know, there's a pretty good chance you all both might be in the final four together, is there any more, like, I've got to win to just, you know, kind of show that I'm going to be the guy to beat?
Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just going to go to trial and try and win no matter what it is, you know, whoever I'm racing. But I feel like, you know, that definitely speaks volumes when you're able to win against good competitors. But I think we had a tire advantage on Justin also there, if I remember right. So, you know, obviously he had a little bit of a disadvantage there. But, you know, it was a hard race, and I'm really happy with how fast our car was. I mean, when we were able to get in clean air, we could really put some distance on him. So it was a cool day.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. Cole, can you just kind of take us through that last restart, how it kind of played out, as well as some of the battles you had, not only with Justin, but with William, you know, for battling back and forth for the lead there?
Yeah, it was really fun racing with William, you know, because he doesn't race these cars all the time, so you could tell he was really fast. There were a few situations where I was like, man, I don't know if that's going to stick. You know, he's not used to driving these cars, you know, every weekend, but he's always an awesome guy to race with, because he's, you know, at the top of the sport right now. You know, he's one of the best. So to be able to race with him hard and you know, have great competitors like that is awesome. You know, it's just such a crapshoot, honestly. You know, on the final restart, you don't know who's going to get the best push and how it's all going to work out. So you go in there and try and hope for the best that you're going to have the lead off turn one, but sometimes it doesn't work out. So we just had to keep our cool, and we had a fast enough car to recover from it.
Seth Wolcock, In Between Media. Cool. Congrats on the win. You now have your first victory of the season in the bag. You're also leading the Xfinity Series points. What do you need to do to carry this momentum through the next 14 races and win back-to-back championships?
We just got to keep doing what we're doing. You know, I think we do a great job as a team of communicating and doing the little things right, and you know, I think progressively just getting ourselves better and better and better. You know, it's easy to, when you're not running how you need to, you know, just start throwing things at it. But I feel like we did a great job of finding the root issues and how we go about our weeks and how we go about our pre-race stuff. So that's a testament to our team. You know, I think we just got to keep communicating how we do and keep fixing the little problems we have, and we'll be right there.
Bharat from Lucky Dog on Track. So you and Justin Allgaier have combined to lead 9-1 laps in NASCAR this year, but I've only got one win to show for it. Do you feel like you two are the unluckiest duo in NASCAR right now?
Two unluckiest what?
So you and Justin Allgaier, both of you have led 9-1-9 laps in NASCAR this year, mm-hmm. but I've only got one win to show for it. So, like, do you feel like you are the unluckiest duo in NASCAR right now?
I don't know. I mean, that's a really tough question. You know, we've definitely had some things not go our way. I'm not going to say I'm the unluckiest guy in NASCAR. I mean, we've had – whenever you have shots to win, I feel like I'm pretty lucky, you know, of a person. So, I feel like we just got to keep doing what we're doing. I'm not going to blame luck on it. You know, we got to make our own luck in a lot of ways. So, I think we made our own luck today, and we just got to keep doing that.
Steve.
And then one more, Cole. When you and William were making your way towards back to the front at the end, obviously with the way everything played on the restart, William was not able to get by Justin, kind of got stuck behind. Were you kind of watching in the mirror and hoping it would, you know, stay that way? And if William did get to second, do you think he's how close do you think he could have gotten?
It's really hard to say. I mean, you know, obviously I'm not driving William's car, but you know, the run before, I felt like we were able to get a pretty good lead on him, on William, the run before. So I felt confident in our car. I felt like we could, you know, beat the best out there with what we had. So once we got the lead, I just knew I just had to hit my marks, really. So I was just focused on that. I don't think it would have mattered who was behind me, honestly.
Any additional questions for Cole? Well, Cole, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.